From the First Midwest Bank State Street Studio, this is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
This is the home of the White Sox.
ESPN 1000.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
Hope everyone had a great Thanksgiving weekend. You've come to the right place because there is no shortage of news today. Not only are we recapping the NFL, we're going to play a round of who's good, who's not. Because maybe there's not one truly great team in the NFL. We've talked a lot about the Bears opening gig that will happen at the end of the year. How far will the openings go is the main question.
But there was a question going around today whether or not the coach may be safe.
Who is asking that? Is anyone really asking?
They're in the hunt.
Matt Nagy is,
well, let me
is
ask
gone.
You a question.
Not maybe now.
Let me ask you a question. If they go to the playoffs for the third time.
They're not going to the playoffs.
I'm just asking a question. No. If they do go to the playoffs.
I'm thinking of what I could do. Because I'm willing to do maybe like a naked run or something like that.
You just want to do a naked run. Yeah, Don't blame that on something.
Remember, I did that with the Cubs a few years ago where I said if they won the World
Series. You just
want
to run naked for some reason.
What are you doing for the run now? We're going to get this worse.
I'm willing to risk something. Okay. I am so sure the Bears won't make the playoffs.
Cut it off.
No, I'm not cutting off a digit or anything like that.
No, cut it off.
No, I'm not cutting it off.
Why would you even, for a Bears trip to the postseason?
If Vrabel would do it for a Super Bowl, it's the closest thing the Bears are going to get.
For another.
You ain't Vrabel, and that ain't a Super Bowl.
That would be a bad situation, I'm telling you. They were talking about that today, because then Matt Nagy makes playoffs in 3 out of 4 years.
This is my point to you. Let me play the game.
If Khalil for whatever Mack reason, is out for how long?
I'm with you. I'm just playing the what-if game. If, in fact, they find a way to get into the postseason at 9-8, and they go to the postseason 3 out of the 4 years that they're here, do you believe that there will still be changes? We had this conversation last year.
I'm not even going to humor you. I'm not playing your silly game.
We had this conversation last year.
We might as well talk about better fantasies than this that won't come true. Why don't we talk about us winning the lottery?
They snuck in last year?
This isn't last year.
I agree with you.
This is a worse team, even still.
I agree with you. But I'm just saying.
Last year, didn't they start like 4-1 or 5-1?
Oh, yeah.
That's why they were able to handle a 6-game losing streak. Like, this team has been mediocre from the start and one of the worst offensive teams Matt Nagy's ever had. I'm not going to humor you. I mean, they're not. This is a fictitious argument. Like, how about waking up the Cubs while we're here? You want to talk about some realistic things? Can we wake up the Cubs? What are they doing? Sleeping on their money on the north side?
What
are the White Sox doing? I
agree with you on your assessment of the Bears, but this is what was so crazy. Like, to go through the first couple of days of last week to Wednesday when George is talking to the team before they get on the bus to go to the airport to fly to Detroit. To the people that still thought, despite all of that, that there was still a chance that they would fire their coach after the game on Thursday, depending on the outcome of that game. And then last night, as I'm back from Boston, they would have kept him
if they lost that game?
Yes.
They would have kept
him. I don't think that they do things in the middle of the season. I think that I'm just going by the trend. The trend is your friend. But there it is on Sunday Night Football. They're back in the hunt at 5-7. Or what are they? 4-7?
Which teams were not included in the hunt in the NFC?
Only Detroit, right?
Did they include everyone? Was it Seattle in there, too? I mean, like, the bottom of the barrel in the NFC is Detroit at 0-10, the Seahawks at 3-7, and the Bears are one of two teams at 4-7.
I think you're right.
Ain't going to the postseason.
I think you're right. The only two teams that weren't listed in the hunt graphic were the Seahawks and the Lions.
So instead of calling it in the hunt, why don't we just call it, here's the entire conference
minus
two
teams. Because it doesn't fit on a Chiron. The
in the hunt.
Hunt for what?
Joe in Elk Grove, you're on ESPN 1000. What's up, Joe?
Yeah, how you guys doing? Hey, it's an honor to talk to you guys.
Thank you, Joe. It's an honor to talk to you.
So if the Bears make the playoffs, Sylvie, how about you do a little bit of a polar plunge?
I will do that happily.
And,
yeah, I will do.
And if the Bears win a playoff game, okay, Mr. Waddle joins you.
No chance. No.
Well, what's wrong with you?
You're the one that wants to do naked stuff.
This isn't naked. You could wear
the cold water helps heal pains, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm in. If they win a playoff game, I will do the polar plunge with you. Done.
Perfect.
I will do this, Joe. I will jump in the lake every day that they are alive in the postseason. How about that?
Oh.
I will not only do the polar plunge, and I have sworn on this station that I will never do the polar pump plunge. I will.
Or the polar pump. What's the polar pump?
I will contribute.
Sylvie, shorts or whitey tighties?
I will do it in tighty whiteys.
Whatever you want. Yeah. Whatever you want.
Give me, to see that.
I don't really want that. It's whatever you want, man.
I will wear a bathing suit. Okay?
Perfect.
And I will do it like the guy who's the lake jumper, our buddy, who's been jumping in the lake since the pandemic. We've had him on the show. He jumps in the lake every day.
Is he still doing it?
Last I checked, he was, but I'm not sure now. I got to check in on that. I will, like, just jump in the lake like that for every day they're alive in the postseason. Not just the one day they make the postseason. This team ain't making the postseason.
So I can cheer for that.
The Falcons are 5-6.
Yeah.
The Saints are 5-6. Like, another reason why you should cheer for the Bears to make the playoffs. For me to jump into the lake. Yeah. Chad wanted to weigh in. He's calling from Virginia. I'm sorry, Indiana. Hey, Chad, what's on your mind?
Hey, guys. My problem with Nagy, part of, besides all this other crap, is how he acted after that Lions game. He fist-pumped like he won a playoff game so hard that he jerked off his mic and everything.
Well, he took off his mic.
He's scared.
Yeah.
He's scared.
Yeah, you cut him too. Did you see?
No, we got multiple dumps
it?
And we cut it.
I was about to dump.
He said he jerked off his mic.
Did you see it? He was like having problems with it. He was angry about it. It was like
shocking. The week before his headset was going out.
He looked like that infomercial where the guy's trying to carry everything and then just lets everything fall.
Yeah. And then the hose gets him.
He was not.
Did you see the videos of Club Dub? Club Dub was lit.
Yeah, I mean, like, I know it's hard to win in this league, and I probably should be less of an old guy, but if you're 500 or better, Club Dub it up. If you're 4-7 and you just beat the Lions, that's the old guy in me. Like, when I was 23, I probably would have been, yeah, any win, we're going to celebrate every win. But at this point, really, I mean.
Especially against Detroit.
I don't know.
It's a bad
I guess you do
team.
It. Am I wrong and stupid for thinking Club Dub's kind of silly when you beat the Lions to get to 4-7? I would just think that there'd be a threshold that the players were like, listen, here's what we're going to do. Club Dub is on hold until we get back to the 500 mark. And when we get to 500, we're gonna blow it out.
So they're in the hunt for Club Dub. You would not be. You're not allowed. And look, they blew off some steam for 5 minutes. That's the least of my concerns.
It's the old guy in me.
I would. I want them to score more than 16 points.
But by the way, I don't care. Yeah, I mean, to the caller before you prematurely dumped him.
I didn't. I actually. I reached for it and did not hit it. I think we all.
I don't have any problem
on him.
Like I
didn't hang up on him.
No, I did.
You did?
Yeah, well, it's behind the scenes radio. You're supposed to detach the caller before we go to the dumps. And
sure.
It's how it works.
Right.
Yeah.
When I heard him talking.
I can differentiate
that pregnant
between.
That pause was quite a pause there.
I can differentiate between the coach on the field with a fist pump versus turning on the disco machine.
Get the lights, Foles.
Just
Club Dub's open.
By the way, I did see a video of it. It looked like Justin Fields was moving pretty good, so I would hope that he could get back sooner rather than later.
He likes to dance.
I'm just saying, I want to see him back on the field too, so that was a good sign.
I would love to see Kyler against Justin Fields. I'd love to see it this weekend. It would make the game more intriguing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want that.
Why?
No, it would. It would. But again, you got to remember, like, yes, Kyler versus this is my most Fred Huebner argument. It is not Fields against Kyler Murray. It is Kyler Murray against no Akeem Hicks, Khalil Mack, no Roquan Smith, no Eddie
Jackson.
Doesn't
it sound like he's coming back anyway?
Kyler Murray?
So I'd rather see him against Fields than him against Dalton.
I want Fields to play because I want Fields to develop, but like, maybe so they can keep up. But
yeah, I mean the one quarterback squaring off with another quarterback, unless the quarterbacks are playing against one another, you're squaring off with the opponent's
defense.
I know,
it's still cool though when you've got to match the opposing offense.
I would much rather see that.
Even though you're always against the defense, you are watching their offense rack up points, and you know you have to match them in a shootout.
Yeah, I'm not mad at Coach Nagy for celebrating the victory with a fist pump on the sidelines.
Yeah, neither. And ripping off the microphone. He ripped off the microphone.
You said I'll let you play.
In a jerk fashion.
Yes. All right. The top, like, who's great in the NFL? Who's great?
Great?
Who's great right now? Like, for instance, the team with the best record in the AFC is the Baltimore Ravens. Does that look
They're
like
not a
great
team?
Team?
No. Last night they turned it over. I think there were 6 total turnovers in that game. I know Lamar threw 4 picks.
You've come around in a week on the Patriots.
Yeah, I liked the Patriots last week. I didn't think that they could win the Super Bowl, and part of me is still in that camp. Like, come on.
They're 5-0 away.
I know.
Listen to this. Do you know who has the highest point differential in the entire league? In the entire NFL?
Probably the Patriots.
Patriots.
They do get to play the Jets twice.
They are +146.
I get it.
Like the Ravens are +23, to put it into perspective.
No, you're right.
I still believe, like, to me, even though their record and they wouldn't be leading the division, I think the best team top to bottom
in the whole AFC?
Is the Bills. They can't run the football. That's an issue right now.
By the way, the Patriots have beaten the Jets, the Texans, the Jets again, the Chargers, the Panthers, the Browns, the Falcons. Good win yesterday against the Titans. Look, I thought Dan Orlovsky this morning said it best. They may not be the best team, which means that they're not the most talented team, but they're playing the best. Belichick is coaching his ass off. They're playing excellent defense. And Mac Jones is playing very efficient football as a rookie. They're being coached exceptionally well. They're making plays. They're not making a ton of mistakes. Do they have the firepower to get through an entire AFC playoff run?
I don't know. But at this point,
I wouldn't rule it out, is what I would say. So, yes, they're a legitimate contender. Again, I'm one of these that believes that the NFL season comes in stages. I think you'll see over the next 5 or 6 weeks the teams that will either write themselves off or vault themselves to true contender situation. Like the Chiefs. The Chiefs are definitely part of the contending group. Their defense has been a lot better.
Was ridiculous.
Yeah. Like, that's why the season is so weird.
It's long,
weird.
And it's really long.
I mean, you know who the Chiefs have faced the last several weeks. Defensively, they've had the Cowboys, the Raiders, the Packers the last 3 weeks. And defensively, they've done a really good job slowing those offenses down.
I know they were hurt. They've had a ton of injuries. Can't figure out just when I thought the Cowboys were the best team in the NFC and I put a bet down on them 2 weeks ago to win it all, they have not played that.
No, that's why I'm saying, like, look, we're coming to the end of that middle stretch of a schedule where teams kind of screw around for some reason. Now it's time to play ball. I don't know. I mean, the Cardinals, I like the Cardinals. Can Kyler Murray stay healthy? To me, the best team in the NFL is the Green Bay Packers. It pains me to say it.
No, I mean it.
But look at the quarterback play as well. There's no quarter. You know who the 2 best quarterbacks in the league the last 4 or 5 weeks? It's Aaron Rodgers and it's Mac Jones. Now, Mac Jones was crap against the Carolina Panthers, but, like, it's hard to find guys that have played well over the last several weeks. I think the Green Bay Packers are the best team, or playing the best football at this point in the season.
Tom Brady's still damn good.
He is, but he hasn't played well the last 3 weeks.
Haven't there been really weird interceptions for him, too, that weren't really... There were a few not on him recently.
Yeah, but you can say that for a lot of guys. Look, I'm not ever... Tom Brady's the greatest that's ever played, and this is my point. I believe that this Bucs team will find their stride in the next 4 or 5 weeks. But they've beaten the Colts when Brady wasn't great. You saw the game. Yeah. I didn't see it. The Giants, he was okay.
But the Colts are a good team.
They lost to Washington.
The Colts are a good team right now. Winning in Indy the way they've been playing was a good win for them.
But that win was more about what you saw from playoff Lenny than it was really Tom Brady, wasn't it?
Well, that's how they won last year, though.
I'm with
you. That's how they won it all.
Look, the Bucks are a fantastic team. The Bucks are a true contender. Don't get me wrong.
All right. If you want to weigh in on who's great, who's not on the Bears, there's lots of baseball today. Big money deals being spent. Where are the Cubs and White Sox through all of this? 332-3776. And your holiday parody songs will debut coming up next.
It's Waddle and Sylvie. Follow us on the gram at Waddle and Sylvie and at ESPN underscore Chicago. This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
All right. All right. We'll continue to take your calls at 312-332-3776. Also, the Bulls play tonight. Zach LaVine, any update on him? He was questionable with a non-COVID illness tonight against Charlotte. A lot going on. And the Bulls playing another big week of basketball.
I didn't get a chance to see. What happened to them against? Did they get bullied by the Heat late?
No, they turned it over a bunch.
The fourth quarter.
They didn't hit big shots down the stretch. It was an exciting game. You know, it was great. Yeah. It was Caruso. Caruso was great again. DeRozan. The Vooch question remains. It's probably the biggest within the Bulls fan base is, what is Vooch? Is this Vooch still not being confident? Is he coming back from COVID? Like, he hasn't shot well all year.
Well, how much of this is, like, everything ran through him in his previous stop, right? Like, it's not run through him.
Well, it's just him. It was just him.
Right.
And they didn't win a lot of games.
Right.
Right. And they thought, the thing that makes this tougher, and people didn't like when I brought Boozer up originally, but Boozer was an afterthought when they signed him, right? They went for LeBron. They went for Bosch. They went for every big guy, Dwayne Wade. And then they had to settle on Boozer, all right? It was tough enough for him to come and then to see the highlights of what he did in Utah and what he was with the Bulls. Vooch was the first move. Now, AK's done great work.
Right.
But he was the one that he got at the highest price, right? Even though his contract's declining, it was the first move, and he gave up two first-round picks for him.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like, hey, we're settling on Vooch. This is our first proactive move. And now if he just turns out to be a guy who is a, you know, double-doubles aren't easy, but you didn't expect him to be 13.5 and 10.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what he's been so far. So he better fit in, and I hope he starts playing better. I'm still giving him some benefit of the doubt, but I don't love the
way. He's got a movable contract. What would be the market for him if, for whatever reason, you want to?
Don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, like, what team are you dealing with?
Yeah,
like, why would a rebuilding team want him?
It's a great question.
So then if you're trading with a great team that you're competing with, what are they giving you? I don't know. All right, let's get to some songs here. Black, what do we have for the Holiday Parody Song Contest, where everyone can enter with 2 weeks to go at ESPNParody.com?
All right, let's take a listen to Matt and Steve. They give us I Saw Nagy Take Another Loss.
I saw Nagy take another loss. Please tell me there is an end in sight. Well, I tried hard not to scream when I watched my favorite team get beat by Tyler Huntley. Oh. Can we fire this whole regime?
Yeah.
Then I saw Nagy talk about that loss and tell us everything will be all right. We need to shut this whole thing down, get Nagy out of town, and make sure Ryan Pace is on that flight.
Yes,
be you, Stevie.
Guitar solo here.
Oh man, my headset's not working. I don't know if I should punt or go for it.
Well, we had a great week of practice, looked really good, but we better punt.
Then I saw Nagy talk about that loss and tell us everything will be all right. We need to shut this whole thing down, get Nagy out of town, and make sure Ryan Pace is on that flight. Say goodnight. Say goodnight.
That was really well
done. Yeah, well done. That's some musical talent there.
I liked the middle there where he gave the guitar soloist his and then he had to stop his solo because his headset went out.
Yeah, it's good.
That
good
was
reference.
Good. Good reference.
Can I, listen. This happens, right? This is the time where, oh, these songs are great. The Bears suck. I get it. The Bears are bad.
I still enjoy
There's
them.
There's so much content, though, guys. Come on.
All right.
There's so much.
Where's so you want more than just
where's
that
the Cap songs?
Yeah, where are the Cap songs? We got any Cap songs yet?
Where are all the? Where's there all the other songs?
So I'm assuming that all you're getting is the Bears are bad.
Oh my God.
Here we go. You ready for
salad.
Another one?
It's all salad.
There you go. Areno Libertor gives us Last Day as Bears Coach.
And the last day as the Bears Coach, Matt Nagy,
this one I like.
Gave to me 12 men on the field, 11-point lead blown, 10 yards for holding, 9 scoreless quarters,
yes,
8 sacks on third down, 7th time we're bunting, pick 6 against us, 5 for delay a game.
Yeah, after a timeout.
4 down and long. No third downs made. 2 timeouts wasted. And a double doink.
Oh, no.
Up right.
That's pretty good. No, you don't like that?
The odds couple coming up in 10.
Oh, wow. There are no Trubisky references.
Trubisky for 15 mil.
Wow.
All right.
I love it.
Okay,
all right. Reno?
Okay, I'm with you guys, though. I want some more
flavor. I need
some more topics.
A little flavor?
Some more topics.
Here's what you're looking for.
I got
you. You guys are looking for someone to differentiate themselves.
Yes, there you go.
Like, there's
tell
a lot.
Tell me how good
they're
the Bulls
good.
Are.
Well, we had the Alex Caruso one.
Well, how many?
I like
give
the
me
ones that are
one.
Inside. I like the ones that are about people here.
Okay. We haven't had a lot of those
this
year.
Yeah, no Cap songs. Those are always fun.
So you hear what the people are asking for. Get going here at ESPNParody.com.
Everyone has been picking the low-hanging fruit from the parody song tree.
Did you hear Danny Rocket enter? Didn't he have one that you
it's
wanted to play?
One. Yeah,
that's
this
funny.
One's really good.
It's funny that you mentioned him. He was the next one up on my list here.
See, look, great minds, Black.
Ronnie Woo Woo Chorus is the name of this one.
Is outside Wrigley Field wooing. Ronnie woo woo, Ronnie woo woo, Ronnie woo woo, Ronnie woo woo. Fan of fan,
Ronnie woo woo, Ronnie woo woo.
He loves the car.
Ronnie woo woo, Ronnie woo woo,
Ronnie, Ronnie can woo forever and ever. Forever and ever.
He does all the voices.
Yes, he's all the voice. The call chorus, Ronnie Woo Woo choir or chorus, is all him. And there's a video that accompanies it.
I love the inane. The inane topics are great as well. I agree with you guys that we've had a listen. Keep them all coming, but yes, Sylvia, you're right too. Differentiate yourself.
Well, how about this one? This is a weird one, and it is beautiful.
Okay,
Eric Chesney, I believe is the way we say his last name. I think we were confused.
Isn't he a country star?
That's Chesney.
Yeah, it's Chesney. Oh. No, yeah, close.
This one's my winner. It's in the contest right now.
Really? Yep.
Yeah, right now this is a good one because it's like Waddle is suggesting. The weird ones are always the ones that we appreciate. Here is just a taste.
Crank it.
Just a taste.
Oh, God. Make it stop now. Make it stop.
So gross.
Not too confident.
Oh.
just a little bit. Think I'll wager a sprinkle.
Whose door?
That's the winner. I don't know. His door shut.
It's in the background.
Whoever was in there shut the door. I don't know. They were sick of the
sound. Yeah, somebody was horrified by what they were seeing and hearing.
That's our
winner.
It's very
right
there.
Inside. It's from Love It, Just a Taste, which is great. It's the grossness of the sounds that Bleck and Abdallah make during the segment.
That's so awful. It's great.
I just want to see them perform it.
This is why it's brilliant, Abdallah, because there's a listener there as we're promoting this holiday parody song contest, and all these people are thinking of lyrics about how Matt Nagy sucks and how the Bulls are great again. And he's like, you know what I got? I'm going to do it. Just a taste of it parody
song. And the sound. Yeah, and the sound effect.
I mean, and it's brilliant. Yes. He's driving down the Kennedy saying, I got it. I'm going to do it just a taste.
That is the essence of this contest, isn't it?
Yes. Yes. It's good.
So I guess I take it back. They're all not about the bad Bears.
That's, all right, there's good. So again, upload your song at ESPNParody.com. It's all brought to you by our great, great friends at Miller Lite. Also brought to you by American Sale, your Chicagoland Toyota dealers. Screwball, Peanut Butter Whiskey, and Shady Rays. Speaking of those fun segments, the good, the bad, the dirty, coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie.
Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app.
ESPN 1000. Chicago's home for sports.
The good.
It's gone! Oh, my God!
The bad.
That is so bad, that is absolutely brutal.
And the dirty.
I'm talking about nasty.
Wow. So many stories are running through my head right now.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN Chicago.
Well, some fun going around the room, all four of us back together in the First Midwest Bank studio. You can watch it all on twitch.tv/ESPN1000 Chicago. The good, the bad, the dirty brought to you by Vans Industrial, working safe since 1964. We've had a long weekend, so a lot of things to grab here with good, bad, and dirty. Waddle, what's your good?
My good is the obvious. That is the Michigan pounding Ohio State. They ran the football for 297 yards. It's Jim Harbaugh. This was his first win against Ohio State, wasn't it?
Yes.
And I would assume it will catapult Michigan to number two in the rankings. No? They'll keep Alabama at two? And
well,
they'll put...
I don't... So, no, Michigan was number two in the AP poll. Alabama was number two in the coaches poll. I think that it would be beneficial.
Both are a one-loss team.
Yeah, both are a one-loss team. I don't... It doesn't matter. So here's the thing.
I get it.
It doesn't matter.
I get it. And so, I think that your proclamation from several weeks ago is probably going to come true.
I would put Alabama 2, not just because I'm an Alabama fan, but because it would make 1 versus 2 in the SEC championship game, knowing that if Alabama loses, they're out regardless. It doesn't matter.
Right.
So if they lose, I don't care if people say, oh, if they lose a close game. No. If they lose, they're out.
Yes.
There's only four teams. There's going to be enough one loss and one undefeated and two undefeated teams that it doesn't matter. So make them 2 to make the sexy matchup of 1 versus 2. That's all that matters.
Okay. Either way, I thought what Michigan did, not only did they run the ball for 297 yards, but that Ohio State offense was cooking with gas prior to Saturday's matchup, and they sacked Stroud 4 times. They hit him another 8 times. So Michigan's my good.
Can I build on that? Because that's where I'm going to go too. And I'm going to go with the atmosphere, because I was there for the start of the game, and you know me, I'm not Mr. College Football, but I knew that this game was going to be very interesting to see on whether or not Jim Harbaugh finally gets it.
Were you expecting Ohio State to kind of just control the game, or did you have a feeling that Michigan was going to be okay?
I didn't have a feeling. I can't gamble on a game for the life of me. I did not put a bet down, so I didn't have a feeling. But I just loved the atmosphere from the snow falling in the beginning and watching them run out of the tunnel and how exciting that was. I just, again, started thinking about what it would be like to be at a game at the Big House. I've never been to the Big House.
Right.
And to be in that a group of that many people to watch a single football game is pretty incredible. To afterwards, them storming the field and that many people on the field and Jim Harbaugh ending the interview early so he could sort of soak it in. And then I don't know if you saw this, Juwan Howard.
Yeah, I did see that.
Like two guys with a lot of Chicago ties. Juwan Howard's obviously from here. Jim Harbaugh played here. They're together now at Michigan, and Juwan Howard was on the field to make sure he would give a big hug to Jim Harbaugh after one. Just everything about that day in the pageantry about that rivalry is fantastic.
It was what makes college football appealing.
Yes. So that's my good.
Awesome.
My good is the Iron Bowl because of the ending, because they won. And I died and was reborn like five times during that game.
Weren't you tweeting stuff about early dismissal of Alabama?
Yeah, I thought it was over because you sacked Bryce Young seven times. Like, first of all, that game should have been over. If whoever the running back is goes out of bounds or doesn't go out of bounds, you save 40 seconds for Alabama. You added 40 seconds to the clock because you didn't go out of bounds. If you would have been tackled in bounds, they run the clock and you're out.
How surprised were you that Auburn didn't go for two after the first overtime?
I thought it would have been. I thought Alabama should have gone for two. You're on the road. You've got momentum.
Yeah.
Go for it. Why not?
Yeah, there were some things that happened in that game.
Yeah, there were. But again, like, it's great. It's awesome. Good job. Good effort.
You're still writing their obit.
He's
been writing their obit for weeks.
Are you kidding me?
Just enjoy it, though.
But have I been wrong about them? They're not.
No, you've been right about it.
Auburn got seven sacks. You know how many Georgia's going to have?
But you did pronounce them dead this weekend. I missed that. Did you pronounce them dead?
Yeah, because they were losing with like 2 minutes left.
You were like Mark Conkle to Alabama.
Well, no, I actually had.
Premature elimination.
Dolls got more than one source.
I was actually watching the game with two of my source number one and source number two were my eyes. And then, you know, you have a dumb play where you don't go out of bounds. That's on you, man. That's not Alabama.
You were right. They were wrong.
Yeah,
damn it.
I was.
I'm totally right. It's Auburn that's wrong.
Listen, I'll be happy if they're ranked in the four this week, because after this week,
they're going to be ranked in the four.
They won't be.
Doomsday.
No, they're not going to be Georgia. There's no way.
Black, what's your good?
Guys, I've got a theme here. My good, how about Lincoln Riley heading to USC? Because this is what was really surprising. Mike Bone is the athletic director. Previously, he was at Cincinnati. There's been a lot of talk about how the only other coaching name that he knows in the entire country was Luke Fickell at Cincinnati, because he's the guy that hired him. So a lot of the talk around that team was that Mike Bone doesn't have any connections, none of the backdoor wheeling and dealing that takes place with head coaches and whether or not they're going to, you know, feel out and see if there's other situations they're interested in. And he went big fish hunting. He landed the biggest fish possible. He got Lincoln Riley, and no one expected him to. That's fantastic. That's my good. Shout out to Mike Bone.
I like the name Mike Bone, too.
Mike Bone, yeah.
Not a mistake he made. So could you say that he didn't make a play on words?
What's your bad?
You know what I'm saying, right?
What's your bad?
It's not a mistake. Well, you know what I'm saying. My bad is the college football overtime rule. I know this has been mentioned a number of times. It is the dumbest thing on the planet.
They had something good.
Sucks.
I don't know.
Sucks.
If you're okay.
Sucks.
If you like it, make it like the seventh or eighth overtime. Make it the third.
Not the third. No. But as someone who was emotionally invested in that game, once it got to the going for two each time, it was wild. Because you're like, oh,
it's
man,
just stupid.
We gotta go again.
Stupid.
This is crazy.
Stupid. It's dumb.
My bad is Aaron Rodgers, and work with me here for a second, because I'm not saying he's bad. I'm telling you he's a bad man.
Yes.
It doesn't matter if he hates his front office. It doesn't matter if Green Bay hated him in the summer, because he still is going to sling it, and he's still going to be great. And it doesn't matter if the rest of the world hates him because he's not vaccinated, and that he lied to everyone, and then he tried to disguise it by saying, I didn't lie to people, I just misled them, that he could still go out there and sling it. And then he gets COVID toe, and then he says it's not COVID toe, and everyone look at my toe, and here's this and here's that. That's not going to slow him down, because he's a bad man, and as much as it sucks as Bears fans, the dude is playing his best football.
And I think the general manager has kind of made some inroads in that relationship. I'm afraid he's going to be there for a few
years. He's a bad man. He's a bad, bad man.
Guys, my bad. Alabama, what the hell are you doing? Honestly, what is that offensive line? You're changing out the center and the right tackle in the middle of the game. Brian Robinson has a lower body injury now. Dude, they are going to get smoked by Georgia. Absolutely.
I hope they beat him.
Smoked.
I can't wait to replay this. Mark this stuff.
It's a no-lose situation for him at this point.
Absolutely.
If they get blown out, I was right.
If they win,
I'm going to the title.
Happy I'm wrong. Who cares?
Yeah. The playoff, but yes, still.
I'm not an expert. I'm just an entertainer.
Look, if they... No, I don't do that. Nope, almost
yes,
swore.
You do.
Almost swore. No, see, if he wanted to be... Listen, I'm not going to tell him what to do, but if he wanted to go there, you could say the E in the ESPN stands for entertainment, because that's what it does. But I watched this team. You gave up 7 sacks to Auburn. Arkansas was blitzing you and sent in 4 and still getting to the quarterback. They're going to get killed by Georgia.
Black.
Okay. Whatever that was. Okay. I don't know. How about this? My bad. Sad sack Oklahoma Sooner fans. Grow up. Your guy left. Move on. You'll get a good coach. You're a great school. Historically, great football program. Stop complaining online. Stop everything. Oh, he left us. He didn't give us a heads up. The whole thing. This is how college coaching works. It also works in the NFL this way, too. If there's a bear opportunity, guys leave. You'll get the next guy. Too bad, so sad. That's my bad.
I like it.
Boomer.
My dirty is just coupled with what you said about Aaron Rodgers. Did you see a couple of the filthy, good, dirty throws he made?
Only
flick of the wrist. I'm telling you,
at
this point, he has distanced himself from the entire rest of the pack. At this point. Again, Patrick Mahomes may flash towards the end of the season. Tom Brady may get back on schedule.
Better than Peyton Manning, lifetime achievement.
I don't know about that. I'm just telling you right now, in the NFL, there's no quarterback playing anywhere close to as well as he's playing. He is just like, you're right. He's going to be there for a few more years, and it sucks.
It does us no good to hate him.
No.
Because he doesn't care who the hell hates him.
He's just flicking and dropping, and it's like.
He's what?
He's flicking.
He's flicking and dropping, and it's just gross
what he's doing.
The long pass to Davante Adams is like there's a magnet in his hand.
He's dropping off his back foot, and he's throwing that 20-yard in route in crunch time between a corner and a safety. Like, stop doing that.
Yeah, my dirty award goes to the honorary Scottie Pippen dirty award to Alanis Morissette.
Oh, what'd you do?
This was Bleck. I think you brought this up 2 weeks ago for what to watch for, and I was glad you did because I didn't know it was out there. I watched the documentary on HBO Max. I was a huge Jagged Little Pill fan. That album, and we even listened to it again this weekend. It brought back so many memories. I'm not sure if you guys are aware of this. Do you know that Alanis Morissette is not a fan of that documentary, even though she participated in the entire thing?
Did not know.
Yeah, there was a news story that happened, what, like 6 months ago about, or like back in the summer?
Yeah, I didn't know that until after I watched it because I thought it painted a great picture, and I loved the documentary. And I wanted to make sure I brought that up because it was another good tip for what to watch for. But I was shocked to read that she was very Scottie Pippen-y about the way it unfolded, and I thought it painted her in a great light. I don't get it.
I didn't see it. I will.
You should watch it.
I will.
Especially if you like that. It's one of the classic albums. Go ahead, guys. Wrap us up.
My dirty goes to two guys. Well, no, they are on Alabama, but Jameson Williams leaves the game early. He was hit with a targeting penalty. It was definitely targeting, and he should have been ejected. He was ejected.
He was covering a kick, wasn't he?
Why is your best receiver playing?
Alabama does it. Everything. They do that every year. Don't worry about it. You worry about your school and giving your coach a $6 million house for no good reason.
Hey, man, it's Southern California.
So John Metchie has to step up, and so does Ja'Cory Brooks. Ja'Cory Brooks played in 2 games before this. He played in the New Mexico State game when they were up like 53-6 and had 1 catch, and then he had 2 of the biggest catches of the game.
Paul Feinbaum on the show.
Including one of the – hey, it's my team, man. Deal with
it.
Ja'Cory Brooks had the touchdown. It was great. It was awesome. So shout out to Ja'Cory Brooks and John Metchie, but more so Ja'Cory Brooks.
And quickly, my dirty, Oklahoma for the 2023 recruiting class had the number one class. Already, kids are decommitting from Oklahoma, including Malachi Nelson, who's the number one quarterback of that class, who's from Southern California. USC for the 2023 class only had 7 players total committed, and signing day, I think, is in the next week or so. So, like, they were in really bad shape, and now everything's going to turn. So it's
weren't
dirty
you saying,
that.
Weren't you the one saying, did I see you talking about how Lincoln Riley was recruiting Southern California last year?
That was out there. Is that in the last couple of years, and especially last year, he took on that region of the country specifically on his own to recruit these kids out of Southern California. So,
interesting.
You know, Clay Helton's been on the hot seat for quite some time, almost 5 years. So,
all right, there you go. The good, the bad, the dirty. I have a question about what's going on today, all right, for all of you people, and if this is real or fake. Let's play a game of real or fake.
I love real or fake.
And I would bring that up in all of your calls on football. There's baseball. The Bulls are playing tonight. 332-3776.
You're listening to Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000 and now on FM at 100.3 HD2.
This is Chicago's home for sports.
I'll recap everything going on. It's a very busy day. There's football and baseball. There's baseball today. We're about to turn to December, and there's a lot of baseball stuff out there. Going to recap it all. A lot of signings at 5. The Bulls play tonight. But I want to ask you guys about this. So Cyber Monday today is obviously getting a lot of play. Is there really a day now, or are they all the same thing? Is Black Friday the same as Cyber Monday? Is
so you're saying it's tomorrow Cyber Tuesday?
Well, yeah, then there's more internet stuff later, and they call it something different. But when is the day to jump? Is there a day to jump? Is there a sale to get? Or are they all the same thing, and they just phrase it differently, and the deal that you get today is not going to be any better that you get 4 days before the holidays?
I have no idea.
Do you know what I'm asking here?
I could consult with my wife. She would know better than I.
Are these all marketing plans to just make you spread out your money? Because you're always going to get people buying right before Christmas because everyone's buying late.
At first blush, my response would be, yes, there's plenty of these, and these have just become marketing tools. That there's too many of these.
Have you guys bought anything today on Cyber Monday? Is there anything good out there, or is today more made up?
I actually bought a TV today.
Wow.
I would say, to your point, Sylvie, I've been watching the prices for the last, not only for Black Friday, but also like leading up to it. And it seemed as if nothing really changed today. So I just did it to get it over with because I don't want to have to deal with it anymore. But yeah.
Isn't it amazing how, I mean, cheap may be the wrong word, but in a comparative fashion.
It's cheap, yeah.
How compared, cheap televisions, yeah. Like high-quality televisions
from what
are,
they used to be like 15 years ago, yeah, it's crazy.
When it first came out, the technology of a flat-screen, high-definition TV, that
it's
was
insane.
An arm and a leg when they first came out.
Yeah.
Oh, for unbelievable.
Sure. And there were very few things. The funny part was that there were very few things broadcast in HD back when they first introduced it. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then the technology caught up, and
it's crazy.
Yeah.
But to the point of Cyber Monday, I was shopping between Amazon, Best Buy, and Target, and they were all basically the exact same price.
Right.
And they all basically changed their differences in pricing, like, at the same times. So, like, what the price was on Friday, like, today they were, like, $2 less, which isn't really a whole lot in the whole scheme of things. And it was the same in all three locations.
That's what I'm asking. Like, the Cyber Monday deal, does it not get any better after today? Or is this just another excuse to, hey, purchase today, but then, hey, in 2 weeks, there's going to be another pre-Christmas sale?
No, because if they didn't, I don't know. I would return very quickly. If I bought something today and then a week from now I could get it for 20% less, I'd ship that piece of you-know-what back and get the new one for 20%
less. I'm not necessarily saying, does it get better, but do you have to rush if you see a deal today? And is it gone then forever? Do you know what I mean? Or is this just another way? Like, what are the real days now? What are the real sales?
I buy vitamins in trash bags on Amazon Prime, and that's really the extent of my shopping. That's it.
Did you get a good deal today?
I don't know.
Or was it less
money today? I don't
know.
I buy printer ink, trash bags, vitamins.
Get your trash bags online, huh?
I do.
Wow.
Like, when I need to buy stuff, like, I can't bring... Sometimes I go down to the Walgreens or the CVS for something. Like, I'm the oldest guy on the planet now. I will order stuff online that Like nothing exciting. Nothing exciting in my purchasing.
Do you know that the
what's the last thing you bought online?
Yesterday's shoes. Can you believe I bought shoes online? And I because you got to try them on. But like,
what kind of shoes?
These are this brand. I've shown Abdallah this. I've shown Travis this, and I finally bit the bullet. They're called Noble. Noble. B-U-L-L.
Noble.
They're athletic shoes. They're running shoes.
My
and they look cool. And instead of all birds, I'm like, I'm going to try them. I am a sucker. That's what I was going to bring up, Waddle. When I'm on Instagram, I am a sucker for every Instagram ad that pops up. I click on them.
You're the target audience. Oh,
they are targeting me, and I'm here for it.
Are you
clicking on the ads on Instagram?
Are you sitting at home shopping, online shopping quite a bit?
Well, I'll be scrolling and looking at some pictures, and then next thing you know, oh, shoes, these look cool. Click on it. Next thing you know, hey, ooh, my joggers, I'll click on that. Ooh, here's a baseball thing for my kids. Click on that. They target me, and I'm in.
See, I kind of...
So I buy stuff online.
Yeah, I don't, because I've got a wife and four daughters that do all of that stuff.
They make up for you?
Yeah.
Okay. 312-332-3776. Bears future. Would you like it to be with a Jim Harbaugh? And baseball news aplenty, except on the north side and south side. We'll get to all those stories in 2 minutes.